You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This spread is 4.5 with the Packers receiving the points at 10-11. The Cowboys minus 4.5 at 10-11. And I've got to start here, Gil, by issuing an apology to Aaron Rodgers, because last weekend I said on this podcast I was taking the Giants. I thought they could win the game outright, but I knew the writing was on the wall when they completely dominated the opening quarter of the New York Giants. And they were only 6 points to nil up, Gil. I thought, well, that's we know how this story ends.
Yeah, well, you're shrewd for knowing that at that moment, because I think everybody was on the Giants thought that. And by the way, gun to head, if you recall last week for me, it wasn't a play for me either way, but when I was forced to choose, I would have taken the points on the Giants last week too. But it was definitely the one of the four games where I wanted no part of the side. But you're absolutely right. The Giants dominated the first quarter, and they just couldn't cash in. And, you know, by the time the Hail Mary was executed, and I use the word executed in quotes, at the end of the first half, you kind of knew, oh, man. And even the Giants, by the way, that game was 14-13 midway through the third quarter.
Yeah.
When Mike McCarthy, for whatever reason, decided to go for a fourth and short in his own territory in the third quarter. So, and the Giants subsequently capitalized. So really, the Green Bay Packers in a quarter and a half, or a quarter and three quarters of football, just went crazy on the Giants late last week. But the Giants' Achilles, and we'll get to this game here on Sunday, but the Giants' Achilles all year has been the fact that they just don't score points on offense. And I think I did mention that last week on the show, which is at some point you can have the greatest defense in the world, which the Giants had a fabulous defense, but they hadn't scored 20 points in a game since a November game against the Browns at Cleveland. So ultimately it's like, what are you really talking about? Do you really think you're going to be able to keep up with Aaron Rodgers? You got to score. You got to cash in. And they didn't, as you point out in the first quarter, and that's where the writing was on the wall already. As far as this game is concerned, I mean, let's start with what you said initially. You going to bet against Aaron Rodgers? I mean, that's really what this comes down to, right? Now, the Packers are getting points here, and they should be getting points because Dallas is the number one seed, and we can talk till we're blue in the face about Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott and how great they've been. This is also a rematch, as we mentioned. This is a Week 6 game that it's a rematch for. In Week 6 at Green Bay, Dallas beat the Packers by 2 touchdowns, and they did so by running all over the Packers' run defense. And before that game, we had 5 games of sample size, very small sample size, and at that point, Green Bay had given up very little on the ground to their previous opponents. And so at that point, it was the number one run offense against the number one run defense, and the Cowboys just destroyed them. I asked Warren Sharp, who's a great handicapper here in the U.S., great NFL handicapper, he was on my show this week, and I asked him, is there any reason to think anything differently about the Cowboys' run offense against the Packers' run defense, or just their offense against Packers' defense in general here? And he's like, nope, none at all, basically. So, you know, that side of the ball is going to be tough for the Packers. They're really, it's like, what are they going to do? They're going to stack 8 in the box to stop Zeke, and then Dak Prescott, who's been really good downfield, he's going to exploit a weakened Packers defensive secondary. And then it really just comes down to, all right, well, that's one thing, but can the Cowboys stop Aaron Rodgers, Dave? That's the question.
Aaron Rodgers might be without his big weapon. It didn't matter last week against the New York Giants because Randall Cobb filled in perfectly, but Jordy Nelson went down with a rib injury last week, and he's questionable, Gil. The absence of Nelson, would that be a factor that would sway you here, Gil, or do you think Rodgers just finds a way to find the end zone anywhere?
It's a great question, because it's like, if you and I were his wide receivers, Dave, let's say Aaron Rodgers was throwing a me and you, would he find a way? You know, I'm obviously exaggerating, but you get the point, where it's like, is he so great that it does not matter if it's Jordy Nelson or not? Now, obviously, the answer to the question, does Jordy Nelson matter, is of course he does. He got the rib injury second quarter of the wild card win against the Giants. Mike McCarthy, the Packers head coach, has said if he doesn't practice Saturday, tomorrow, we're recording this on Friday, if he doesn't practice tomorrow, he's not playing. And, you know, we did the thing with Earl Thomas with the Seahawks. We did the thing with Justin Houston with the Chiefs on or off the field. Let's do it with Jordy Nelson and how it affects Aaron Rodgers. in terms of QBR, which is scored out of 100. With Nelson, career, Rodgers, 77.3. Without Nelson, 63.7. Passer rating, which is scored out of some nebulous 158 number. With Nelson on the field, 108.1 is Rodgers. Without him, 95.7. So it matters. Statistically, Jordy Nelson matters to the Green Bay Packers. And the Packers' defense, by the way, just getting back to that for a second, they've been significantly worse on the road this year. They've allowed 8 more points per game away from Lambeau than they have at Lambeau itself. But here's the thing, and Aaron Rodgers went a long way towards talking about Randall Cobb after last week's game. He said, we're just a better football team with Randall Cobb on the field. Guess what? They're really good with Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson, though. That's the problem. But Dallas's defense is exploitable. I mean, let's talk about that just for a second before, you know, we put this to rest. Dallas finished 19th in pass defense DVOA. That's a stat from Football Outsiders, an advanced stats site here in the U.S. And they did so 19th in the league, which is, you know, worse than, you know, bottom half we're talking. They did so by mostly avoiding the league's great passing games. But when they did play great offenses, they got crushed. Kirk Cousins and Washington's defense, Kirk Cousins put up a 103.6 passer rating, averaged 8.2 yards per attempt in 2 games against the Cowboys this year. Ben Roethlisberger, when he got to play the Cowboys, he threw for 408 yards, 3 touchdowns against Dallas. And their defense is particularly susceptible against tight ends, where they're third to last in the NFL, opposing tight ends averaging 75.5 passing yards per game alone. Second most in the league for opposing tight ends. So, you know, Jared Cook could be a huge weapon for Aaron Rodgers this weekend. So, you know, we get back to the spread. What do we like there? Listen, you're giving me the points with Aaron Rodgers. I am contractually obligated to take them. That's my answer.
Plus 4.5, the Packers at 10-11. The Dallas Cowboys are healthy at least, Gil. You talked about them maybe being susceptible on defense. They have got Maurice Claiborne back at the perfect time there, star cornerback. And the defensive ends, DeMarcus Lawrence and Tyrone Crawford, should play as well. So that's going to be a big factor for the Dallas Cowboys, a big fillip for the Dallas Cowboys coming into this match.
This is one of those games, Dave, where if the Cowboys roll, and I don't think anybody would be surprised, even those of us who would take the Packers, right? I don't think anybody would be surprised if the Cowboys just, you know, in one of 100 outcomes, right? Let's say if you simulated this game 100 times, there's going to be a lot of those games where the Cowboys just roll and crush them, right? So that could happen. But if the Cowboys find themselves in a dogfight or find themselves behind in this game, how quickly do you think the narrative is going to be, oh boy, the rookie quarterback, Dak Prescott, they should have gone with Romo. You know, it's just going to be, I mean, I'm almost rooting for that more than anything, just for the drama of that.
You mentioned the Rodgers Hail Mary pass, which has become customary now, Gil, almost as if it's expected last weekend. I thought the movement to find Davante Adams for the first Green Bay Packers touchdown was even better. I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback move like that in the pocket.
He's been doing that more and more as his career has gone on, where he does this dance thing where he doesn't really move a lot, but he feels the pressure, as they like to say. He does a dance, he does a spin, he bounces around. You know, the Packers' offensive line deserves way more credit than they're getting. So we tend to focus on the fact that Rodgers is so great at avoiding defenders, but man, those guys are holding their blocks pretty well most of the time. So Rodgers has this just cartoon-like amount of time back there, which he obviously extends with his brilliance as well. Jordy Nelson, we talk about, you know, what he means to Aaron Rodgers. He's particularly great on those kinds of plays, right? Jordy Nelson figures out a way to get open on those plays, and Rodgers really relies on him. So they'll miss that if Jordy can't play. But again, if Jordy practices tomorrow, he will play. Yeah. This is not a done deal yet, though it doesn't look great. I mean, you know, based on the injury, rib injuries like that where you have to be taken to the hospital, it's not a good sign.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.